I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said Sunday Britain will provide more arms to Ukraine to help it protect itself from Russia. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The UK signed a £2.2 billion loan to provide more military aid to Ukraine, backed not by the British taxpayer, but by the profits from frozen Russian assets. And today I'm announcing a new deal, which allows Ukraine to use £1.6 billion of UK export finance to buy more than 5,000 air defense missiles.
Following Sunday's summit with other European leaders, Starmer said the UK, France, and others will work with Ukraine on a plan to stop the fighting and then take that plan to the US so they can all, quote, take it forward together, end quote. I'm Donna Warder.
With tensions high in the region surrounding the fate of the U.S. brokered ceasefire in Gaza, Israeli police report a stabbing in the northern city of Haifa has left a 70-year-old man dead and four others injured. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli authorities say the assailant was killed. The attack took place in a bus station, Israeli police say. It's not clear exactly who killed the attacker, whose identity is not immediately known. Earlier, emergency rescue service worker Eli Bin told Israeli media that four people were wounded in the stabbing attack and another was critically wounded by gunfire. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has apologized to a freed Israeli hostage for taking so long to secure his release. Netanyahu told Eli Sharabi, who was released last month as part of a ceasefire deal with Hamas, "I'm sorry it took so long. We fought hard to get you out." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The hostage Sharabi, who has spoken of the tough conditions in captivity, is set to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington Tuesday. This is VOA News. U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said Sunday that tariffs on Canada and Mexico will go into effect Tuesday, but U.S. President Donald Trump will determine whether to stick with the planned 25% level. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reports.
The U.S. president has said Canada and Mexico would face 25% levies over the alleged flow of fentanyl across their borders. However, speaking on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said that wasn't quite certain.
There are going to be tariffs on Tuesday on Mexico and Canada, exactly what they are. We're going to leave that for the president and his team to negotiate.
Last week, Trump had sowed confusion when he floated a possible April 2nd deadline in connection with the tariffs, only to later reaffirm Tuesday as decision day. Whatever happens now, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has vowed a stern response.
We will continue to work to ensure, to do everything we can to make sure that there are no tariffs on Tuesday. But if ever there were tariffs on Tuesday, we will have a strong, unequivocal, and proportional response.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reporting. Pope Francis had a good night's rest early Monday after apparently overcoming a setback in his recovery from pneumonia. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The Vatican reported that the Pope rested well all night. Doctors reported the 88-year-old Pope spent all day Sunday without using the non-invasive mechanical ventilation mask that pumps oxygen into his lungs that he had to use following Friday's coughing episode. Francis did continue to receive high flows of supplemental oxygen through a nasal tube. Friday's respiratory crisis sparked fears of a new lung infection because Francis inhaled some vomit. Doctors aspirated it and said they needed 24 to 48 hours to determine if any new infection took hold. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The 97th Academy Awards, the Oscars, were awarded Sunday night in Los Angeles with the movie Anora winning Best Picture. But even as Hollywood celebrated its biggest night of the year, the city is fighting behind the scenes to remain the global film capital. British correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
None of the Best Picture contenders this year were filmed in LA, home to most major film studios for more than a century. Movie and TV production has been exiting Hollywood for years, heading to locations with tax incentives that make filming cheaper. Crew members were hoping for a rebound in Los Angeles after strikes by writers and actors in 2023, but statistics show the comeback has been slow. Production in LA has dropped 5.6% from 2023 to 2024, according to Film LA, its second lowest level on record, ahead of only the COVID-19 year of 2020. January's wildfires destroyed sections of the city, accelerating concerns producers may look elsewhere.
That was Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reporting. That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.